greetings, y'all. Be blessed. I just want to share with you guys a little mini tidbit of my day. So I was feeling a little claustrophobic, stuck in the house, been in the house for a while, and I decided, all right, I'm gonna get away from the scenery. I'm gonna go to the beach. I jumped in the car, drove a couple hours, went to this really nice beach on the coast, and I don't know what I was thinking, but I seen a whole bunch of cars driving on the sand, and I was like, all right, I'm gonna do that too. I'm gonna just get kind of close by the water. So I drove. And I parked in the sand, and everything seemed to be okay. And I was relaxing on the beach for a while, and then something told me to go move my car from where I had parked it. So I'm like, all right, I'm gonna just go move my car, you know, on the road part. And so I get in the car, and I try to go forward, and the car just starts, the tires start spinning and getting deeper and deeper in the sand. And I'm like, oh no. So now I'm stuck in the sand. In the middle of nowhere, basically. I hadn't been to this spot, and it was on the coast, so it was kind of deserted. There wasn't really a city anywhere around, and I'm like, okay, I don't know what I'm gonna do. So immediately I start praying, and I'm asking God, Lord, I need you to tell me what to do here, because I am lost. I don't know what to do, what direction to go in. I'm stuck in sand. And as I'm praying, my dad calls. So, I'm talking to my dad on the phone. I'm telling him what's going on. And he's like, all right, call a tow truck company. So I tried to call a couple tow truck companies. I call about three. And one guy, he answers and he goes, this is going to be about $300 to $400 to get you out of the sand. And I'm about 40 minutes away. I'm like, what? So then I call another. He says that he doesn't have four-wheel drive, so he can't pull me out the sand. And he doesn't even know where in the world I'm at, so he doesn't know how he can get there. And so I called the third person, and he doesn't even answer the phone. All of these tow truck services are pretty far away. There was not one near me. So at this point, I'm stuck literally in the sand. And I get back in the car, and I just kind of listen to music, and you know, a song comes on, and it makes me think, like, it says be grateful. So as I'm sitting in the car and the song is playing, I start to be grateful. You know, I'm like, oh, well, this is not the worst place to be stuck. You know, although I'm stuck in sand, I'm on the beach. So I get out the car and I walk along the beach. And as I'm stuck, I'm just walking around and, you know, trying not to be frustrated. So I'm praying and I'm talking to Jesus and I'm asking him, like, all right, you know, I don't know how I'm gonna get out of this situation. I don't know what to do in this situation. Never been in this situation before. And, you know, I'm just walking and just kind of getting my energy at this, not neutral state, but a grateful state, if that makes sense. So as I'm doing this, I'm sitting down on this log and I start seeing seagulls fly by. See a couple seagulls, then I see a butterfly, and the butterfly just majestically flaps across the beach. I'm like, what in the world? A butterfly on a beach? All right, now this is definitely God speaking through me, through, you know, animals or whatever the case may be. And so I look up the meaning of the butterfly, and it tells me to go through life with ease, like a butterfly, to just lightly move through situations. So at this point, I'm like, okay, all right, I think I know what's going on here. So I pray again, and I'm like, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for this situation. You know, I'm on a beach. This isn't the worst place to be stuck at. It's a beautiful day. The sand is glistening. The waves are crashing on the shore. It looks beautiful. It's like, how can you be upset or frustrated on a beach? Mind you, I am a big fan of the beach. I'm a Cancer. I'm a water sign. So anywhere by water is my favorite thing or favorite place to be, but especially on beaches. I love beaches. So I'm already not like mad or angry, but this just immediately lifts up my spirits. And I'm just, you know, like, okay, it's not terrible. It just means I get to chill on the beach longer. So I'm hanging out on the beach. My dad calls me back and he tells me that one of the brothers from the church in Portland, Oregon, he's going to come help me get out the sand. So I'm like, look at God, you know, things are being worked out, you know, and I thank God for it. And About an hour goes by. The brother gets there and he helps me pull this car out of the sand. And it took literally almost 2 hours for this to happen because he almost got stuck in the sand himself trying to get me out. And so we had to get his car out first. And then we had to get the car out. And we did it in this pretty interesting way. He's super smart. He used a tree and a whole bunch of shoveling and digging. It was a lot of work, but through the whole time I enjoyed doing it for some reason. After I had asked God to give me peace about the situation, he did. So after that point, it was I'm not gonna say it was fun. Obviously it was a situation, but it was I enjoyed having something to do, I guess you could say. But the moral of the story is sometimes we are stuck. We're stuck in life. We're stuck in places that we don't necessarily want to be stuck in. And it kind of forces us to call on God or to even get closer to God. Because every time we pray, every time we seek God, we're actually drawing nearer to him. We're getting closer to him. And this situation forced me to do that. And although I was on a beach, so it wasn't the worst place to be, that's the whole point. Sometimes in our heads, we think a situation that we're stuck in is the worst situation that we can be in. However, if we just kind of breathe and take a look around us, it probably isn't the worst thing or the worst place to be. And this was just a reminder for any of y'all that are stuck in the house on quarantine. Just remind yourself of all the beautiful reasons that you're in quarantine. This is all a good time for self-reflection, a great time to seek God, a great time to build your businesses, your brands, whatever you want to call it, just to really work on yourselves. And although you might be stuck in the house, at least you're stuck in your house and not stuck in somebody else's house. Like, just, you know, little things of life. I was very thankful for the whole situation, and I left the beach with a smile on my face because, you know, he really worked that day, and I worked that day too with all the shoveling and pulling and pushing. But at the end, I learned a valuable lesson about just seeing the beauty and being stuck somewhere. Because sometimes God has us stuck for a reason until we can grasp that understanding and get past it. We're going to be stuck sometimes. But it's all so we have to seek God and ask him. Because sometimes we think we can do everything. And the truth is, as being a Christian, I know that I can do nothing. I know nothing. I am nothing. I have nothing outside of Christ Jesus. And that is just the truth. And I learned that for sure that day. Because when I tell y'all I was stuck in that sand, y'all, my car was floating on a piece, like a literal piece of sand. My wheels had no sand to spin on. I was stuck. And it was bad. But, you know, to God be all the glory. I learned a beautiful lesson out of it. And I just wanted to come on here and share that with you guys. Y'all have a beautiful day. And remember, being stuck sometimes isn't the worst thing.